You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
CDC releases new mask guidance, vaccine scams spread on Facebook and Telegram, and Chicago prepares to reopen schools. Here's what you should know. The CDC released new research yesterday demonstrating that wearing a cloth mask over a medical mask significantly boosts protection against COVID-19. Researchers found that tying knots on the ear loops of a medical mask and tucking in the sides, which pulls it closer to the face, also helps. In a lab experiment using dummies, both of these methods reduced exposure to potentially infectious aerosols by more than 95%. This new guidance highlights the importance of proper mask wearing as more contagious variants continue to spread across the U.S. A new report from internet safety nonprofits Digital Citizens Alliance and the Coalition for a Safer Web details how scammers are using Facebook groups and Telegram chats to attempt fraudulent vaccine sales. The researchers say they looked for comparable activity on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, but didn't find anything. Similar scams have gained traction on the dark web, but the fact that they're now appearing on mainstream social media networks creates much greater potential for harm. And after 6 weeks of tense negotiations between the Chicago Teachers Union and Chicago Public Schools, the country's third largest school district, over pandemic health and safety standards, the city's teachers are set to start returning to classrooms later this week. Pre-K and special education students will return Thursday, and elementary and middle schoolers in March. The agreement also bumps in-school staff with vulnerable family members to the front of the vaccine line and sets strict guidelines for when schools and classrooms should close. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.